If you and your family are taking a trip to the Orlando area this year, your little ones deserve to stroll in style. Lugging a stroller from home can be an annoying and frustrating part of the first leg of your journey, and renting those hard plastic strollers from Disney theme parks can be both costly and uncomfortable for your kids. Well, I'm here to tell you about the solution to your child transport problems, and that's Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers is a Disney-featured stroller and crib provider that does exactly what you're looking for at a great price. Not only is it less expensive than renting a stroller from the theme parks themselves, but these are padded luxury models with features like drink holders, canopies, storage baskets, and more. What's more, you keep this stroller with you for your entire trip, whereas park-rented strollers, you gotta return them before you leave the park that day. This is gonna make those late-night post-fireworks bus stop queues so much easier, and dad's shoulders are gonna thank you for it. So, how does it work? You just go to kingdomstrollers.com and make your selection on the stroller or crib that's right for your child. Just let the good folks over there know a great time for delivery and pickup and where you'll be staying. You can pick your stroller or crib up from the luggage stand at your resort and then drop them back off there at the end of your stay. So pack light, leave your stroller at home, and save up to a whopping 50% versus park price stroller rentals when you visit kingdomstrollers.com.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you.
Hiya, folks. You're listening to Two Men in the Mouse, episode 103 on the White Dragon Podcast Network, recorded live on March 21st, 2016. This is your everyday guide to the magic of Walt Disney World and the larger Disney universe beyond it. My name is Kevin Kessler, and I am joined this week, as always, by my good buddy, Peter Mandel.
Kevin Kessler, how are you?
Peter Mandel, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
It's new and exciting in the life of Peter Mandel.
Not too much. What about you?
Nothing much, really. Folks, we are two lifelong Disney fanatics who have managed to keep the magic of Disney alive in our lives every day. And we want to share that magic with you. So pull up a chair, gather the family, or pop in your favorite set of headphones, and let's experience the magic together. Pete!
Kevin.
My week has been full of just nothing but Daredevil. So.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
You're going through that right now, right?
Yep.
You know, for those of you that are adults, Daredevil is awesome, and everyone should check it out on Netflix.
It is really good.
It's so good. Pete's about four episodes in, so I'm not going to talk too much about it, but yeah. You know, diving in, we got a ton of Disney news to get to this. Well, not a ton of Disney news, but a lot of things that I think will spawn some discussion.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yep. Before we get into that, folks, just wanted to let you know, if you can't wait every single week for the Disney news, you could check it all out over at passholder.club. Passholder.club has got all your news for Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, you know, everything going on in the Orlando area. Check it all out at passholder.club. And the news this week brought to you by Dave Weichert of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney or Universal vacation for you at no additional cost to you. We just had Dave in the studio last week answering your questions. Always love having Dave here.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah. His birthday just passed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was the 16th.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah.
Wonder what he did.
I don't know. You want to ask him?
I think we have to know now.
Like, should we call him up?
Yeah, what if he did something awesome?
We just don't know about it. Like, we weren't invited or anything?
Right, but it'd be a bust if we called him and he, like, really didn't do anything.
Yeah, it was just like, just stayed home.
Or, like, everybody forgot his birthday and we're just freaking
out. Oh, no,
like,
we're just remembering it now. Like, but maybe, oh, no. Oh, that's awful.
That's your call.
Yeah.
Literally.
Okay. All right, so the worldwide news. Have you played this new mobile app, this new Disney Parks mobile app called
You know what's funny? I put it on the iPad for Ethan,
And
I guess it didn't actually open up for Android users until the next day. So I was looking for it and couldn't find it. And I hear it's up now for Android, but I have not been able to get to it yet.
It was up later that same day. Like, it came on It came on iOS early. And then by the middle of the day, you have to look for it like specifically by name. It's got to be Disney's Magic Kingdoms with an S.
I did, but I did them at the same time, and I did it the day of. So maybe it just wasn't up for Android yet.
Yeah, I know. I am. I'm doing pretty well. I've built Mickey's PhilharMagic. I've built Al's Toy Barn.
Oh, nice.
Yep. I've got Mickey, Goofy, and Woody, and I'm working my way towards getting Jessie right now. Mickey's house, Goofy's house, like, yeah, a whole bunch of things going on.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely. It's keeping me busy. But I refuse to spend actual money on it.
Oh, I don't either. I've been playing this Marvel game, you know, Contest Champions.
Yeah.
Like, forever. I refuse to put a dollar into it. I just can't.
Of course not. Because that's how they want to get you with that. They're like, oh, well, this is going to take 48 hours to, like, you know, this building's going to take 48 hours to show up. And you're just like, okay, I'll wait.
Yeah, it's fine.
So there's a rumor that launched today. I wanted to get your opinion on it. A possible hard ticket Magic Kingdom After Hours event. Only 3 hours long, Peter Mandel. But the rumored price tag is $150.
All right. Well, you have to give me more than that.
That's all that's out there right now. So here's my thing. What to you is worth $150 for 3 hours?
I don't know, but it must come with a Duffy.
Yes, must come with a like, you got to get swag. There's got to be rare characters up the wazoo. But even
but you and I both know rare characters. Throw that out the window. Oh, if you're gonna have rare characters in 3 hours, I hope you enjoy getting one.
Yeah, well, one thing that I read was that it's gonna be like first come first serve. Only a certain number of tickets sold. But I call foul on that because I can't see that. I can't see Disney not overselling it.
Even if that's the case, it can't be rare characters. It can't be something time consuming.
That's very true.
It just wouldn't make
sense. One person was like, well, maybe they're only selling like, you know, a couple hundred tickets to it, and it will be like no, there'll be no lines for anything.
If they're really only, they've done very small engagements before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I know even like on the West Coast too, they've had like these like Haunted Mansion like events. Have you ever seen these?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
And again, really limited. I don't think you're getting in for $150 if it's going to be that limited.
Yeah, you think it'd be more than if it was that limited.
You're talking about something worth them closing down the park?
But it sounds like it would be after hours. Like, it sounds like it, like, this sounds like a late night thing.
Right, but what's after hours? 12 to 3? Or yeah,
I would say something like 11 to 2 or 12 to 3, something like that. Especially, like, everyone's kind of like up in a tizzy about the fact that they're not doing a 24-hour event for Memorial Day this year.
Okay.
Which honestly, I feel like and you know what I just realized today? Remember like about six to eight months ago when we announced that Tom Staggs, our old friend with the Doofenshmirtz voice, is no longer the head of Disney Parks. It's like somebody else now.
Yes.
I kind of feel like that guy's like vision is starting to take hold, which is why it feels like someone else is driving the ship now.
Yeah, I get it.
If that makes sense.
I don't know. I'm just so curious now what this hard ticket event could be.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Let's say they sold 1,000 tickets, right? Whoa, super limited. That'd be $150,000.
Right.
Disney doesn't, you know, turn the lights on for $150,000.
True.
Now you're going to tell me they're going to have a whole event for it? I mean, it's not going to cover the cast members working.
That's true.
It's got to be something.
You're absolutely right. More on that as it develops, folks. The one thing everybody was scared about, they were like, nope, this is it. This is the end of Extra Magic Hours. They're going to start charging for Extra Magic Hours.
I can't imagine that would happen.
Yeah.
Honestly, would you pay for Extra Magic Hours? No.
No. But, I mean, you do already pay. The thing is, here's the thing. You already pay for Extra Magic Hours. You already pay
for Magical Express. These are built into the price of the resort.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, which is why drawing attention to the fact that you're paying for it is not smart. Because people like to think that it's free.
Of course.
But, you know. I don't know. It's just, lately the company has been making a lot of decisions that just kind of leave me scratching my head. And it dawned on me today that maybe it's the change in leadership.
Give me an example of a decision you don't like, though.
No 24-hour party.
That's a one-day thing.
Memorial
Day. Does
that
really
affect you? They've done it for the last couple of years, and it's...
I know.
You know, I feel like we're doing this to, you know, we don't want to give it to you for regular park admission. We want you to pay more for it, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Another thing, the preferred parking, which, by the way, they've been testing preferred parking, and I've been taking pictures of the lots as I walk past them because nobody is in them.
Well, that's the way to do it.
You have like a full parking lot with like a special, with like a little area where there are literally like maybe three or four cars.
That sounds good.
The tiered pricing, which I get it. Universal did it first. The rumor of the resort fees, things like that. Like, these are just things that kind of leave me scratching my head. I'm not saying they're bad. They're just, they leave me scratching my head.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But you know what? Until any of those play out, we can't really make a decision.
Exactly. I think at this point, all I need to just buy some Selsun Blue and stop scratching my head and move on, you know?
Yeah, just relax.
Yeah. Okay, so in water park news, Blizzard Beach had a serious issue that sprung up on the birthday of Dave Weikert, 316.
Okay.
Also Stone Cold Steve Austin Day.
I remember, because last year, you know.
Right, it was both Dave Weikert's birthday and Stone Cold Steve. Was he with us that day?
No, but you chose not to recognize him and go with Stone Cold Steve Austin instead.
Oh, okay. I remember now. So there was a big issue at Blizzard Beach on 316. Remember, you know how we've been talking how like they've had to close a bunch of times because of the pump system at Summit Plummet and Slush and Gusher?
Yes.
Apparently it's gotten so bad that the park had to go into emergency closure and has been closed since the 16th.
Really?
Yeah. It's been closed for a full 5 days now.
Man, just think about the 100 people that wanted to go.
Well, for those 100 people, it's okay because the Typhoon Lagoon has been down for refurbishment. They reopened Typhoon Lagoon.
Oh, good. Well, so people had a place to go.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than being in Disney World and not having a place to go.
I know you don't like the water parks, but there are a lot of people out there that do.
No, you're right.
So... Magic Kingdom news, sponsored by Magic Band Budget. Don't lose track of your vacation expenses. Manually track what you're spending while at Disney World with Magic Band Budget on the iOS App Store, available now or by visiting magicbandbudget.com. Okay, so have you heard about this Haunted Mansion mail service?
No.
Okay, so they're doing like a loot crate thing, but it's Haunted Mansion.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's $199 for 3 monthly shipments. It's a limited offer. It's only going to 999 U.S. residents.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Your scare package includes haunted artifacts and a new chapter each month in a Haunted Mansion series, which I'm assuming is the comic book.
Yeah, it must be. It must be like a variant cover.
How's that been, by the way?
I only had the first issue, but I loved it.
It looks really good.
It's pretty fantastic. I mean... it's just got a lot of nods to, you know, some of the history of the Haunted Mansion.
Now, the Phantom Radio app also apparently unlocks special things with these artifacts.
Okay. So,
$200 and you get 3 of them. So, there you go. Disney's Hollywood Studios news, sponsored by thecookandwookie.com for all your recipe needs. Area around Muppet Vision 3D and Mama Melrose is going to be has been renamed. We're about a week away from the Streets of America being closed right now, Peter Mandel. So Muppet Vision and Mama Melrose have always historically been a part of the Streets of America. Obviously they can't be anymore. It has been renamed. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
The Muppet Courtyard.
Oh, yeah.
Which is giving new weight to the rumor that Pizza Planet is being turned into a Muppet-themed restaurant.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
The Muppet Courtyard? Are you kidding me? Take my money.
Yeah, that's great.
And they do. They do take it. Club Villain is now also available through to May at $129 per person. So, rave reviews from Club Villain. I've been hearing a lot of really good things.
Cool. Yep.
We have some Universal Studios news this week. Especially really cool Universal Studios news, if you're ready for that.
What is that?
They have detailed the... we've seen pictures of the ride vehicles for Skull Island Wrath of Kong, but now we have a little bit more information on them. It runs on a trackless system, but it doesn't sound like they're being driven.
Okay.
Like, it's not on a track, but they're not being... I guess they're automatically... like they're self-driving vehicles.
All right.
Now, here's the cool part. This is what I really liked. And if you're a Universal team member that's in this attraction, this is exciting. You have a potential of 5 different hosts for the attraction. 5 different characters. And each character has a unique backstory.
Okay, that sounds cool.
Yeah, so, like, one day you'll go on and you'll get, like, I don't remember the names, but, like, you know, you get this guy and he's got this backstory, so his reactions to things are different from your other host who will have different reactions. So that's seriously, seriously cool. That you have, like,
that's pretty neat.
5 different characters, each that are going to be different, and, you know, you can go through and experience all of them.
If Star Tours taught us anything, it's, you know, that's pretty awesome.
Rewritability.
Yep.
In the article I read, they were wondering whether or not these were going to be live people or animatronics, but I have a feeling they'll be live people.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. They're currently testing Skull Island Wrath of Kong. People have seen the vehicles moving around over the construction wall, and the rumor is that it will be open sometime in June. It's believed that soft opens may start soon. However, like Gringotts, for instance, there was no soft open for Gringotts.
Right.
They just went right into it. So that's going to, yeah, we'll see.
How excited are you about this?
I'm super duper excited for this. Like, I cannot wait to ride this ride. I loved Confrontation, the original King Kong ride at Universal.
Me too.
So I'm very excited. Oh, by the way, a listener had a correction for you about Universal Studios.
Oh, nice. What?
Jimmy Neutron. I mean, I'm sorry, not Jimmy Neutron. Minions is not Twister.
It's not?
It's not the same building. No, that was the Jimmy Neutron ride. And before that, it was a Hanna-Barbera ride.
Yeah, I hated that Jimmy Neutron ride, so I'm still safe not going
on. Okay, so you're still safe. Just, you know, direct your hatred at the proper former attraction.
So where's Twister?
I don't know where Twister was.
Well, it's right there, but what's in Twister's spot now?
Oh, I think I do know. I think Twister is, I'm not sure if it was Twister or Earthquake or whatever. Something is becoming that Jimmy Fallon Race to New York ride.
Hmm.
That might be Twister, but then again, I might get a correction on that also.
Twister, not a ride.
Okay, so we have some March Magic results.
Oh, nice. I haven't even looked at it, although I did order my t-shirts.
Ah, nice. You ordered the Phoenicians and the Movers?
Yeah, how could I not get them?
Of course, you have to. Okay, so starting off in the West Coast, the Cannonballs and the Engineers, that was the Cannonballs.
Okay.
The Gliders defeated the Harmony, so that was Soarin' defeating the Tiki Room. Obviously, the first one was Pirates of the Caribbean defeating the Main Street train station, which, come on. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride defeated the Nemo Voyagers.
Okay.
The Small World Travelers defeated the Wonderland Teacups. And the Abominable Snowmen defeated the Radiator Springs Lowriders.
Wow.
Those are all going on to the Sweet 16. The Ghouls, the Gracie Manor Ghouls, which is Haunted Mansion, defeated the Cali River Rapids Rafters, which should come as a surprise to nobody. The Star Tours Troopers defeated Dumbo's Flying Elephants. The Yetis defeated the Toy Story Midway Maniacs. The Hollywood Tower Hotel Bellhops defeated the Mine Train Miners, which, wow, I mean, that completely throws a monkey wrench into my bracket there.
Yeah, seriously.
The Phoenicians, the Future World Phoenicians, Spaceship Earth, defeated the Tom Sawyer Island Explorers to the surprise of no one. And the Liberty Square Independents defeated the Grizzly Hall Players.
Hmm.
So the Independents put down the Country Bears.
That's the one we were all waiting for.
Yep. Currently, the gears and the movers are currently going at it. All and right. I believe Goats and this Big Thunder Mountain Goats and the Splash Mountain, the Briar Patch Splash are going at it now also. So we will stay tuned to 2 Minute of the Mouse, folks. We will have all of your March Magic news for you each week. Okay, so that does it for the news this week.
Some pretty good news.
Remember at the beginning of the show when I said we had a lot of news?
Yep, that was it, huh?
I wasn't exactly being truthful. Okay, so we are going to take a quick commercial break. We're here from our wonderful sponsors and the rest of the White Dragon Podcast Network. And then we will be right back with our e-ticket attraction of the week. So stay tuned, folks. More 2 Men in the Mouse coming at you right after this. You know, Pete, it's hard work planning a Disney vacation.
Of course.
Your whole family has to get going. You got to pack everything up. You got to figure out where you're eating. You got to figure out where you're staying. But you know what makes life so much easier, makes your trip planning a more fun experience?
Tell me. That sounds like something I need.
Absolutely. You need a travel agent.
Do we know one of those?
We absolutely do. We know our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of 2 Men and the Mouse, folks.
We've both used him.
Yes, we have. Dave Weikert plans our Disney vacations all the time, and we would not recommend him if we didn't use his services ourselves. Dave started his Cranford-based business here in 2008, and in that time has been planning hundreds of Walt Disney World vacations. Dave plans every trip as if it were his own, and you will never find someone more passionate about Disney. Very easy to work with, and will do his best to make sure you're satisfied. Working with Dave, you're likely to pay less and get more. And what's better than that, Peter Mandel?
Tell me.
You never pay a charge for Dave's services. It is 100% free. Dave will plan your entire trip for no additional cost to you.
That sounds awesome.
Absolutely. Dave has helped over 875 families enjoy their Disney vacations. A graduate of the College of Disney Knowledge, Dave has visited every Disney World resort and has personally stayed at 12 Disney World resorts. He's dined also at every Disney restaurant. He's crazy about Disney food.
That is an accomplishment.
Absolutely. I wish I could say I did
that.
That's
like the snack challenge times 10.
Yep. Dave also gives you Disney dollars for land packages and shipboard credits for any Disney Cruise Line vacations you might be going. This can be used as cash at any Disney destination or store. Traveling with kids in your party, Dave will also provide you autograph books for all your kids.
You give them to us?
Absolutely. Your kids went down with Dave Weikert autograph books.
Of course.
All Disney autograph books supplied by Dave Weikert.
Depends how his name on it.
Dave simplifies your life by booking your complete vacation, including resort stay, airlines, Disney meal plans, and park passes. Also, checks daily for new discounts. When specials are announced, he immediately checks availability and rebooks your vacation at the lowest possible price. Dave can also book all your Disney dining and will do his best to get hard-to-book reservations like Cinderella's Royal Table and Be Our Guest. It's really, truly a no-brainer. Folks, take the stress out of your life. Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of 2 Men and the Mouse. On a Walt Disney World vacation, have you ever let your Magic Band account balance get out of control? We all have. Don't lose track of your vacation expenses. Manually track and budget your spending while at Disney World with Magic Band Budget, an iOS app available in the iTunes App Store. Magic Band technology is great, however, spending can get a little out of control quickly because it's so easy and fun to use. Save money by tracking and budgeting your expenditures before you get an unpleasant surprise when your bill arrives upon checkout. Magic Band Budget is the only app of its kind designed for quick and easy input so you can enjoy your vacation with your family while keeping yourself at ease knowing your exact Magic Band balance. Just listen to this review. I just used this on my 10-day trip to Walt Disney World and it worked very well. Entering the receipts for our 6-person family on the go saved a lot of time. We actually changed some of our eating behaviors as the food budget began to explode. Thanks for such a useful app. Magic Band budget features include a personalized trip budgeting tool set for your spending limits, an easy input expense tracker with graphs and percentages of budget used, a customizable countdown clock with Facebook integration, a helpful vacation savings fund tracker, tips, tricks, and so much more. Download Magic Band Budget today in the iTunes App Store or by visiting magicbandbudget.com. Do you want to embrace the inner gourmet in your life? Do you tire of a life of hot dogs, ramen noodles, and Pop-Tarts? Do you long to wow your loved ones with homemade delicious meals and chuck that kid cuisine in the trash? Well, good thing we've got thecookandwookie.com. The Cook and Wookie is a food and recipe blog designed to walk you through recipes that will dazzle your dinner table.
Tim Elbing is our Wookiee host, and he will take you on a culinary journey that will make you and all of your dinner guests thankful at your next Life Day feast. So let the Wookiee win your loyalty, folks, and head over to thecookinwookiee.com. That's thecookinwookiee.com. Fire up your oven, and may the forks be with you.
Hi there, this is Monica Pinto from the Mouse in Our House podcast, inviting you to join me here every other Friday for all things Disney from my perspective. Let's face it, with our fast-paced lives in a crazy world, always running from one place to another, from hectic work days to family responsibilities, from household chores to those never-ending errands, it sometimes seems impossible to survive until your next Disney trip. How to turn that around? Easy, by keeping a little bit of that Disney magic in our everyday lives. So go ahead, sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee and a little something sweet, and let's chat Disney. Join me here on the White Dragon Podcast Network every other Friday, where we'll celebrate all the magic, all the fun, all the memories, and even some stuff that's not so magical. But don't worry, a little bit of pixie dust should take care of that. So until then, I hope you remember to keep the mouse in your house.
Do you like the Disney parks? I do too. So does my little sister. That's why we started a podcast about them. Hi, I'm Dimitri Ravanis. The name of our show is The Extra Magic Hour. You can hear new episodes each and every Thursday here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. You can also find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. Now, in addition to telling you what we love about the parks and doling out some news and tips, we'll do something a little different. We'll tell you what we hate about the parks, where the mouse can improve, and we'll do some fighting. Well, not fighting. We call it friendly debate. Things that Disney fans have been debating and arguing about forever and ever. You'll hear them played out in real time between a brother and a sister every Thursday right here on the White Dragon Podcast Network.
Folks, Walt Disney World is a great place to go to spend a lot of money. It's just a fact. It's a fact of your trip. You're going to spend money. It's going to happen. And you're going to spend a lot of it. But the beautiful thing with Disney is that you do get what you pay for. You know, when I spend money at Walt Disney World, I spend it with the knowledge that I'm getting the most bang for my buck that I've ever gotten for anything I've ever had. Right, Pete?
I completely agree.
Yeah. But there are some places in Walt Disney World that you can go to get things for free. And the words free and Disney World don't really ever go hand in hand. But there are plenty of free things you can do and experience throughout the parks, the resorts, and all over Disney property. That is why today, for our e-ticket attraction of the week, Pete and I are detailing our favorite free things at Walt Disney World. Free.
Free. I'm not used to talking about free things.
I know. It's a beautiful word. It's a beautiful word, free.
It's not bad.
So what are the... We had to figure out when we started this, like, what are the, you know, qualifications for something being free? If it's in a park, it's got to be something you can either take home with you or consume as food or beverage.
Right.
If it's outside the park, it's anything you don't pay money to do. Because, like, you can't say that, like, a character meet and greet is free because, you know, it's part of your park experience.
Right. It's like saying going on Space Mountain's free. Right?
Yeah. But it's not. But, like, if it's a souvenir that you can take home that, or something that you consume that you did not have to pay for, then I consider that free of the parks.
All right. I'm good with those rules.
Okay. So, with that being said, the first thing I want to touch on, Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom.
It's probably my favorite free thing.
Probably my favorite free thing, too. I mean, we're kind of jumping the gun with that right off the bat. But Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, I love the fact that you're able to, you know, you can collect these cards and take them home with you.
You know, last time we were there, we hardly played, and I still made sure we got cards.
Of course, you have to get the cards.
Ethan loves the cards.
And the cards are different each time you get them. I've seen people playing the game like throughout Magic, and they have a giant like leather-bound book.
They make a big album for it.
Yeah, like with the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom logo on it, and people collect them, and it's a really great free thing that you can do in the parks. What a cool, awesome free souvenir.
Yeah, I agree.
Over in Epcot, there's also Club Cool.
I spent a good amount of time in Club Cool this year.
Did you really? Like, you actually visited Club Cool?
You know, yeah, I realized I don't think I went there last time. Mm-hmm. So we actually went in there multiple times this time. Yeah, so weird. But a couple of them are pretty good, so.
Yeah, and one of them is horrifically bad, folks. We're talking about the Beverly.
When was the last time you had that?
A couple months ago.
Why do we keep trying it, even though we know how bad it is?
Well, because at this point, like, I tried it on Periscope. We did, a friend and I, when my friend Maria was here, it was on her Periscope, we did the Beverly Challenge.
Okay.
Which is you drink the Beverly and try not to throw up.
How much are we talking about?
Like, you take it like a shot, basically.
Okay.
I literally, like, I was hunched over the garbage can. I almost threw it up. It's that disgusting. Which is funny, because my friend Maria is from Italy. And I was like, do you guys actually drink this there? She goes, no, I've never heard of this in my life.
That's pretty funny.
So I'm convinced that Disney just created it as just this horrible thing.
No, maybe they were soda. You know, it doesn't say drink, you know, the nation's most popular soda.
True.
Maybe they just existed.
Some dude actually wrote a song that airs on Sorcerer Radio. It's like the Disney, Disney music radio station, not affiliated with Disney, but... the song is called My Girl Drinks Beverly and I Don't Know Why.
Oh, that's funny.
It's really, really funny. I mean, it is a putrid, awful, awful drink. The good thing was, after I did the Beverly Challenge and almost yacked, they actually, sometimes what they do, they'll come around with samples of like Coke Slushy.
Okay.
So, like, just as I took the Beverly, she came around with the Coke Slushy and I was able to get the taste out of my mouth.
Man, it's bad. Yeah. Although I find some of the non-carbonated ones are especially good.
Yeah, no, I mean, I like most of them. I like the Inca Kola especially. It's like bubblegum juice. I know it doesn't sound very good, but it is. I used to get Inca Kola like back home. Like, I used to buy bottles of it. But a lot of them are really good. Some of them are bad, and the Beverly is basically like death in liquid form.
Yeah, it's purposely bad, huh?
I honestly think that's the only reason it's still there. People and whenever I go in there, I see people taking the Beverly Challenge.
So funny. I told you a story. I made my brother-in-law drink a whole bunch of it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we went there, and I told him how great it was.
So everybody, you know what? So many people tell me this exact story where they're like, I told them the Beverly's amazing, and...
My brother-in-law loves soda, so he took like this giant gulp and was like, ugh. I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
I was just kidding about that.
Oh, it's the worst.
We're still friends, by the way.
I wouldn't be. I would have been so mad at you. I would have stormed out of that Club Cool and never looked back. I would have been like, you are uncool, Peter Mandel, for doing that. And that would have been it.
Well, I wouldn't do that to you, Kevin.
I would have been in the wind. You never would have seen me again.
Except on Monday nights.
Well, yeah, obviously, we got to do the show. I mean, we're not going to not do the show. We got sponsors and stuff. But, like, okay, so also in Epcot, the KidCot Fun Stops. That's free.
Okay.
It's free because it's a little arts and crafts project and you get to take home your work.
I think those are cool. You know, we've never done them.
Yeah, really? Even, like, your kids are probably now getting to the point where they're going to be too old to even express a desire to do them.
Yeah, I don't know if they care, but... You know, I think it looks cool when I see kids making them.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to Disney with adults that want to do it, and, you know, that's a little weird, but...
Do you tell them that's weird?
Yeah, a little bit. Okay, so here's something that a lot of people don't know. There are actually free culinary tours that you can take at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. You can tour Jiko, Boma, and Sanaa. Sanaa being at Kidani Village, the other two being at Animal Kingdom Lodge. You basically get a tour of the restaurant, and they even will sometimes give you samples. I've heard reports of getting like the some of the desserts and things like that. Like, you never know what you're going to get.
That's interesting.
That is 110% free. You don't even need park admission to do it. You just show up and do it. Also, the Animal Kingdom Lodge Savannah is 100% free for you. You can I can go anytime I want. Go to Animal Kingdom Lodge. Go in the lobby and take a look at some animals.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
Yeah, I mean, you can see zebra, you can see some gazelle, you can see giraffes. Fantastic way to, you know, spend an afternoon.
And that place is so beautiful. I mean, it's almost worth going there to look around even without the animals, you know?
Yep. Also, a lot of the resorts, I believe Polynesian does this, Beach Club does it, and I know Fort Wilderness does it. They do Disney movie night on the beach.
Yeah, you see a Beach Club a lot. At
Beach Club in Poly, they do it on the beach. At Fort Wilderness, they actually do it like it's a campfire sing-along and movie.
I've also seen Port Orleans do it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. They have like one of those big inflatable like screens.
Yep, they put up the big inflatable screen. You can sit on them on the beach and watch a Disney movie. It's really great. It's a nice way to spend some time. As a local, it's something I would love to go do more often.
Yeah, it seems pretty nice.
It's not something I feel like I would do if I was like visiting and staying at a resort.
I mean, it's the thing. I've never really had the time to do it.
End of the day, even if you're back at your resort at that point in time, you're probably too pooped to sit and watch a movie.
Yeah, I don't usually put in a lot of like kind of like lounging days.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Another thing you can do, you can actually watch Wishes for free. And you can watch it from the Polynesian beach.
Okay.
You know, they pump in the music. You can go there. Go to the Poly, park there. They don't charge you to park yet. And then you head over to the beach, relax, lounge, and watch some fireworks. Obviously, you can't go in the pool or anything like that, but you can definitely sit and watch the fireworks. And with that being said, you can also take in the electrical water pageant, which Peter Mandel has never seen.
That's true. You think I should do that too, huh?
I feel like if you're passing it, you should stop for like 5 minutes and watch it. But like, don't be like, oh, it's this time. We got to get to the electrical water pageant. Like, it's not that good. I still think you should see it at least once.
Yeah, I get that.
I love whenever I take the monorail between Grand Floridian and Magic Kingdom because you can see the floats for the electrical water pageant just kind of chilling in one of the canals.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep, they just kind of sit there all day. Disney Springs is one of my favorite free areas to go in Walt Disney World because you get a little bit of Disney magic. You don't even have to pay to park, you know?
Right.
It's just a center of commerce. There's, you know, with bars and restaurants, but you don't even have to do that. My favorite thing to do would be to go to Disney Springs on like a Friday night, hang out, listen to some really good live music, as long as it's not the White Rappers. And a lot of times they have like schools performing there as well on the main stage. You watch characters in flight go up in the air, sit on the water and just watch the boats go by, including the aqua cars. They have boats that look like 50s like cars,
right?
Which are awesome. They have a fountain, an interactive fountain experience, where the water shoots up out of the ground, which is fun for kids. There's also the Lego Imagination Center right outside the Lego store, where basically they just have Legos out, and kids can go and build stuff and create stuff with Legos.
Yeah, I've seen that at the Madhouse sometimes.
Oh, it's always a madhouse. I've never seen it not be a madhouse.
I have a couple times, but you're right. It might have gone at weird times.
Yeah. One of my favorite things to do at for free at Disney Springs is to walk into the Ghirardelli store. First of all, it smells amazing.
Okay.
Secondly, whenever you walk in, you can always get a free sample of chocolate.
Can't beat that.
Yep. There's always a little like this little old lady sitting by, and she goes, "Welcome to Ghirardelli." And she hands it to you.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Then I asked her if I could have another one, and she went, "No, no." It's a Family
did
Guy.
Did she really?
It's a Family Guy joke. No. She didn't actually do that. It's just the voice that I did kind of sounded like Consuela from Family Guy, so I wanted to make the joke. But, you know, you go in there. Like, last time I went in, it was like a major score because I got the little square, and it was chocolate with caramel in it.
Okay.
Which, I mean, chocolate and caramel, I'm there. So, you know.
No, I agree. Are you saying that they're different? Like, you don't know what you're putting in your mouth?
Oh, no. You know when they hand it to you, but it's different each time.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
Like, sometimes it's chocolate and caramel. Sometimes it'll be, like, dark chocolate. Some, you know, different things. Okay. So, you know, what the drill is, you walk in there, you get your chocolate. You continue walking forward while you eat your chocolate. You throw your wrapper in the little wastebasket. Look at the chocolate on the walls because you want to pretend that you were planning on buying something and that you're not just there for the free food, but right. Then turn around and walk out. Then, Peter Mandel, you take off your jacket, put on a pair of glasses, and walk in and get another one.
Huh. With the glasses with the nose, right?
Obviously, yeah.
That's a good plan. You need to Periscope that.
Yep. One night, I thought that it was really cold at Disney Springs, and I thought they were giving out hot chocolate, and I got all excited. So, like, I ran up to get my free hot chocolate, and no, they had a credit card machine out there.
Oh.
But it was Ghirardelli hot chocolate, and it was unbelievable. Another thing that you can do for that you get for free at all of the Disney parks and at the resorts as well are the celebration buttons. Do you guys partake in the buttons if you're celebrating something?
Only one time, and that was Ethan's birthday.
Yep, you can get a birthday button. You can get an I'm celebrating button. I believe there used to be a just engaged and happily ever after kind of thing. I don't know if they're still there, but they used to have more variety of buttons. Now it's just kind of like I'm celebrating, and then like they'll fill in like what you're celebrating.
Right. Yeah, you know, I feel like I'm never there celebrating anything.
Yeah, you never go like around your anniversary or.
Nope, my anniversary is like summerish time, yep. And it's not really my bag.
There's a family reunion one that has like the Incredibles on it. There is an anniversary one. There's the birthday one, and there's the happily ever after one, and just the I'm celebrating. So, this isn't free, but a bunch of Etsy shops actually have like all different buttons that you can find. Like my friend Samantha had one that said I'm celebrating Mickey waffles, and it had pictures of Mickey waffles on them.
Oh, that's cool.
There's like Star Wars ones, and like they look like they're actual park ones, but you get them off Etsy. Etsy shops also have like stickers for Magic Bands, where you can like customize your Magic Band. Like I saw someone with a Darkwing Duck Magic Band recently, and I was like, "Where'd you get that?" And they're like, "Etsy." Over at the Wilderness Lodge, they also have a free tour where you can tour the Wilderness Lodge and all the Native American art that they have there. Did you know about that one?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been in Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah, I actually haven't either. And another resort I need to go to is Art of Animation, because they do have an Art of Animation tour in which they will tour you around the resort and give you like stories about when it was built and how it was built.
Okay.
Also, at Art of Animation, you can do the drawing class that you used to be able to do at Hollywood Studios.
Interesting.
Yep, and when you get your little sketch to take home at the end of it. The boardwalk is another gray area that you don't have to pay to get to. You can walk there from a park, or you can just park at the boardwalk. And there are street performers. It's just a nice place to sit and watch the water, watch the friendship boats. I really like the boardwalk. I've actually spent some time there recently.
Are you a boardwalk guy?
Now I am.
It's not bad, I guess.
Honestly, I never would have gone there before now. But now I really do like it. The Disney transportation is free. The buses, the monorail, the boats, all free.
That's true.
It is.
I mean, I don't know when you would do that, you know, to take advantage of a free thing. But, I mean, it's kind of like a ride in itself, you know?
I've always said the monorail is a ride. And I think the boats are, too. You know, like, I mean, I'll try to sometimes time my boat. Like, if I'm going on one of the boats, I'll try to time it with wishes.
Right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you can't hear the music or anything, but it's still pretty cool. And, Pete, they can never charge you to ride the monorail.
See? That's what I'm talking about.
That is as free as it can be and as natural as it can be. I just love the monorail.
Me too.
Okay. And that's everything I had.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that was everything I had.
That was a short list.
Oh, wait, there's one other thing.
What?
You can get free tap water.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I don't know if everybody knows about this.
Yeah, you know what? And that might sound like I'm saying it to be funny. Like, oh, water's free. But, like, it actually does, like, help. Like, if you're, like, really dehydrated, but you don't feel like spending $3.50 on a soda or, like, $2 on a water, you can, if any place that has a, like, soda fountain and they're not just selling bottles, they can fill up a cup with just regular ice water for you.
Which, when it's hot out there, you know.
Sometimes you need that in the hot Florida sun.
Well, yeah, Disney doesn't want people to, you know, get dehydrated.
Yeah. All right, you ready to hear what our friends around the world have to say about this one?
Absolutely.
All right, absolutely. All right, Jeremy Hodges says, Club Cool at Epcot. The Bebo is amazing. You can now buy it at Animal Kingdom's Rabe Market. Also, free cups of ice water at quick and counter service restaurants. Kate Smith from Mousselaneous Discussions, of which there is a new episode this week, believe it or not.
Oh, has there not been?
I've been really bad with that. The episode that came out today, I've had it sitting on my computer for literally a month and a half.
No.
Yeah, I just haven't got... Originally, it was going to take some extra editing, but then I decided to be lazy about it.
Nothing like being lazy.
Yeah, I know. We did record a new one this week, though, so there'll be another one next week. Kate Smith says, free stickers. I have Minnie in princess dress, Mickey head, and Snow White and Seven Dwarves ones. I don't know where you get free stickers from, but...
Well, maybe you mean like cast members hand out stickers all the time.
That's true. Susie Levine Kinnon says, the spontaneous, unexpected extras given out by cast members. Trinkets from bus drivers. Oh, that's a good one. The transportation cards.
Yeah, I like them. I got one on the boat.
Yeah.
Like, your boat.
Stickers from food service staff and the intangible things that cast members come up with on their own when they have the opportunity. Scott Farney says, Club Cool is definitely one of the best freebies at Walt Disney World. I also like the different badges because usually the cast members will notice them and say happy birthday or happy anniversary. And then at table service meals, it's also accompanied by some kind of bonus for dessert. Sometimes, not every time. Don't walk in there with your happy birthday badge and be like, where's my free thing? Like, that might not always happen.
Right.
Cassandra Southworth says, the stickers that merch cast members have, they were one of my favorite things to give to guests on my college program. Also loved giving out personalized buttons. Katarina Dupree says, the buttons. When we went last time, the guy at the desk saw we were celebrating our honeymoon, and he gave us each celebration and honeymoon buttons. Then he heard it was my husband's first time, so he gave him a first visit button. I'm sure he would have given us all the buttons if we had asked. The first visit button is an awesome one as well. I do like that one. Meg Vag says, pens and papers from the rooms.
Okay.
You know, the Mickey soap and shampoo also is a nice little thing to take. Also the towels and blankets. No, we're not supposed to do that, right?
Oh, that's funny.
Sarah Christine Coyle says, buttons are my fave, but the room toiletries are worth mentioning. Gigi Pistone says, the buttons are amazing. By far, the Just Engage one has gotten us the most perks. Club Cool is the best free experience, and I love that we get cute luggage tags with our magic bands. Magic bands are kind of another one.
I thought about that, but...
They're built in. Dee Dee Herring says, Club Cool and the Chase Lounge during Food and Wine. Oh, the Chase Lounge was awesome.
Oh, yeah?
It was neat. Yeah. Yeah, you get free drinks, and like it was a great place for freebies. Last year, we were in the lounge, and they randomly decided to give everyone there a free glass of wine or cup of beer. It was really cool. That is pretty neat. Amanda Welker says, the celebration buttons are awesome, and pixie dust at the barbershop and Sir Mickey's. I'm assuming we can't include the attractions or character interactions because you have to pay for a meal or ticket. Otherwise, character interactions, character interactions don't count. Jillian Saro says, riding the monorail, Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, and free waves from the CM above Pirates. The CM Pirates never waves at you.
Yeah, weird.
You ever notice that? I think she was being ironic. Have you ever noticed that? Like, have you ever tried to wave at the cast member of a Pirates? They never wave back.
Huh.
Ever.
I feel like they have, but no, I think you might be right.
No, they actually are not allowed to because the way the Pirates ride system works, they have to keep two hands on the controls at all times.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They're not allowed to wave. Small World, they have to wave, so... Michael Bobichael says the electrical water pageant at the Bay Lake Resorts is always a lot of fun, but Club Cool is a close second. And yes, I like the Beverly.
Whoa, who is this?
Michael Bobichael. Julie Highland says, I always wanted to take the free tour of Wilderness Lodge. I've heard that there's one for Animal Kingdom Lodge too. Last trip, we loved just taking the launch to Wilderness Lodge, exploring the lobby and walking to Fort Wilderness, checking out the horses at the Tri-Circle D, etc. Then we took a wagon ride, which wasn't free, but also wasn't very expensive. Monica Pinto from the Mouse in Our House podcast has the celebration buttons and all the perks that come with them, special desserts, all the happy wishes from cast members, and the special calls from characters. One year, the bus driver gave my daughter a plastic ring for her birthday, and she loved it. That's really nice. I'm actually going to be on Monica's show coming up soon. She's doing a series in which she goes in depth on a different land of the Magic Kingdom in each one. And she has a different guest from like different podcasts on. And so I'm going to be on her one coming up end of April, and I'm going to be doing Liberty Square.
Well, of course you are.
Yeah, I'm trash for Liberty Square. What can I say? It was just funny because she didn't even ask. She was like, I want you to do Liberty Square. So apparently my love of Liberty Square is just well known. Mark Barowick says magic bands and luggage tags. It's because I told everyone about the poop line, I think.
Yeah.
Storybook Julius from
Storybook. You just said, I do like the luggage tags.
Yeah, they are cool. Storybook Julius from Storybook Radio says, I got a free funnel cake last trip because the Disney Dining Plan payment system at the American Adventure was down. That was pretty awesome. Yes, another great freebie is things that happen, things that you get when things are broken.
Right.
Kay Pern says, I do love my free magic bands. I have a drawer full waiting for me to figure out what to do with them. I've seen somebody actually made a Christmas tree garland out of their old magic bands.
Yeah, I saw that too.
That
would have been good to get green and red, right?
Yeah. Samantha Crow says, toiletries and folded towel designs. Also, the fun freebies they do on holidays, like flowers on Mother's Day, buttons for birthdays and anniversaries, etc. And what is this? Is this real? Oh.
What is it?
Kate Smith posted a Sunny Eclipse Zoom Zoom, but it's not real.
Oh.
I got really excited for a second. Because, like, I never bought a Zoom Zoom. I bought it as a gift for someone once, but, like, I would kill for a Sunny Eclipse Zoom Zoom.
Of course.
Yeah. One other free thing. At Flower and Garden Festival, annual pass holders can go over and get free artist animation cells or prints.
Right.
So the one for this month is Donald, which I got, but then I left there by mistake, so I have to get another one. Next month is Goofy, and then Maze is Mickey. So collect all three. And it's 100% free if you're an annual pass holder.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah, those lounges are pretty cool, though. Like the Chase Lounge and stuff like that.
Yeah, they sound good.
And that's what our friends around the world had to say. This is a really short episode, Pete.
I know. Well, you know, I don't want to say, what does that say about Disney? But
there's not much. Free stuff at Disney. Not much.
Yeah, you don't go for planning for free stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, what's your favorite free thing?
I would probably say Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom.
Me too. I think it's so cool. I mean, it's the one thing, like, I really wish I had a day to go and really just, like, play that whole game.
It's here's the thing, like, I can do that. Like, I have time to go there and just do the whole thing. It's just, I haven't had anyone that's wanted to do it with me yet, and I feel like I can't do it by myself.
Right.
I did it by myself one time just to see what it was like, and I just felt really awkward.
I get that.
So, but, you know, soon, hopefully, I'll be able to do it with someone. What are you, like, I mean, we had, like, Magical Express and stuff down, but I didn't really count that because, you know, it's not.
Right. You also had pin trading, which I get the thought of it.
Yeah, I mean, but you have to have pins in order to pin trade.
Right, right.
So. All right. Anything else you want to talk about? Because we are just, like, grossly under time right now.
I don't know. What do you think about Daredevil?
Oh, Daredevil's amazing. Jon Bernthal needs an Emmy from his performance as the Punisher. And folks, if you haven't seen season one of Daredevil, I don't talk to me because, like, I don't want to know you. But it's like the greatest show ever. I really, really enjoyed it. I thought Elektra was great. It's everything about it is wonderful. It doesn't even have like a big bad central villain this season, and it works. Like you don't even really realize it. I mean, yeah, it's the Hand, but the Hand, right. Like, you know, there is not like a central. Remember we were talking a couple weeks ago about, like, is there like a big bad of the Hand? But, you know, there's really not.
Well, I got to finish it up. I've only seen four of them.
Yeah. You're going to Batman this weekend, right?
Yeah. Going on Thursday.
Same here. Overwhelmingly positive reviews. So
I got to see it to believe that.
Yeah.
Still made by Warner Brothers.
Well, this is true. If anyone could screw this up, it's Warner Brothers. So. All right. Well, did we discuss the speaking of Disney, the Civil War trailer?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think we did. I mean, it's not something we'd normally discuss on the show if we didn't have a spare 20 minutes, but, how about that Spider-Man?
I think it's cool. I know everyone's kind of up in arms about it.
Why are they up in arms about it? I don't get it.
I don't know.
I thought it looked cool. Like, I thought it looked a little too cool. CGI. Like, I thought it almost looked like an unfinished effect, but.
Right. I've heard that too.
I mean, the fact that the eyes move, I'm like, oh, take my money.
Yeah, I thought that was great.
I love that the eyes move. all right, I'm about done vamping. You ready to get out of here this week?
Let's do it.
All right, that's going to do it for Two Men in the Mouse this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. Sorry there's not a lot of free stuff in Walt Disney World. I thought this list would be a little bit longer than it was. But always remember, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Two Men in the Mouse. We're on Twitter at Two Men in the Mouse, Instagram at White Dragon PN. Also, the White Dragon Podcast Network is on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network, and we're on Twitter at White Dragon PN. If you want your questions answered on the show, please send an email to questions@twomeninthemouse.com. Also, if you like the show, we only ask that you spread the word. talk it up, tweet it out, share it on your Facebook page, give it a rating and review in iTunes. Every little bit helps us out tremendously, and it's only through your kind words that this show will continue to grow and prosper the way it has. If you love our good friend Peter Mandel and his wonderful comic book store, Rogue Comics, there in Cranford, New Jersey, you can go check it out at 105 North Union Avenue in Cranford, New Jersey, 07016, or visit him online at roguecomics.com, where you can find a link to Pete's eBay store. If you are planning a trip to Walt Disney World, Disney Cruise, Adventures by Disney, any Disney resort throughout the known world, or Aulani out in Hawaii, please give our good friend and sponsor Dave Weikert of Magical Travel a call. You can find Dave on Facebook as Magical Travel Dave, or email him dave@magicaltravel.com. And for all of your culinary needs, please also remember to check out thecookinwookie.com. That's thecookinwookie for all of your recipe needs. If you are renting a stroller or crib for your next Walt Disney World vacation, please look up our good friends over at Kingdom Strollers. You can find them at kingdomstrollers.com, and they will deliver right to your Disney resort. And if you want to keep track of all those little expenditures on your next Disney vacation, please, folks, check out the Magic Band Budget app in the iOS store. It keeps track of all of your expenditures and will show you how you're keeping to your own personal budget. And for me, please just check out my author page on Facebook. You can find me at facebook.com/author Kevin J. Kessler. Facebook.com/Kevin J. Kessler author. I'm on Twitter at Kevin J. Kessler, and you can find my website, authorkevinjkessler.com, where there will be very soon information announced for my novel, Rocinante, which pre-orders will be dropping sometime in April. Thank you so much for joining us again, folks, this and every week. Pete, any closing words?
No, but you know, Two Men and the Mouse, what a wonderful free thing, huh?
Wonderful free thing is Two Men and the Mouse, absolutely. Folks, keep the magic alive every day of your lives, and we will see you next week on Two Men and the Mouse.
So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the monorail stops completely and the doors open. If this concludes your visit, we hope you've had a wonderful time and will return home safely. Thank you for traveling with us.